Okay, we're on Beis Amid Beis Itmar. HaMenachesh VeHamashke Mayim Lizroyim. Menachesh is weeding. And Rashi. Menachesh Tolesh Asovim Ravim Mitoch HaTovim. You weed, take out the weeds from the good grasses. V'chi Akri Luhu Tzamchi HaNitvei. And when you tear out the bad ones, the good ones grow better. Mashke mayim bizroyim, shizorik mayim biikri asodim, or you water grass. Mishum mayim asrinim bay, on Shabbos. So what is the hasra? So many Rishonim learn that in order to be chayiv misa, or chayiv a korban, or chayiv malkus, on yontif, you have to have hasra, and they have to tell you which av malacha you're doing. So the question there is, what av malacha do you mention when you give hasra? Other Shushonim hold that you don't have to mention the av malacha, but if you do, it has to be the right one. So the question over here is, if you did give hasra and mention the av malacha, which one is the proper one? Because if you said the wrong one, the person could say, I thought you were fooling around with me. That's obviously not what the malacha is. Okay. Rabba Omar Mishum Choresh. Rabba says you have to give hasra, and you have to say you're over on the Isra of Choresh. Rav Yosef Omar Mishum Zoreya. And Rav Yosef says that you give him hasra for planting. Omar Rabba Kavosoy Didi Mistabra. Makes more sense like me, because Choresh is more similar to Menachesh and Mashke than to Zoreya. Why? Ma darko shel Choresh l'repuye ara. Just like the action of plowing softens up the earth. Hainami repuye ama. Here also you're softening the earth by watering it and or by tearing out the weeds. Omrav Yosef, kavosi didi mistaber. Yosef, no, it makes more sense to say that it's because of Zoreya. Ma darko shel Zoreya l'smuchei peira. What's the goal of planting that things should grow? Hachanami mitzmach peira. Over here also, by watering and by tearing out the weeds, you make the one that's there grow more. Omer le Abaya l'rava. So Abaya said to Rava, l'didoch kasha l'rav Yosef kasha. Both of you are what's it called, they have a question on you. Liddi doch kasha, on you the question is, mishum choresh in mishum zoreya lo? Why are you only chayiv one? The choresh should be chayiv for two things. For both choresh and for zoreya. It has both ideas in it. Rav Yosef kasha, mishum zoreya in mishum choresh lo? And Rav Yosef, same question. Right? Why should you only be chayiv mishum choresh, mishum zoreya, and not choresh? It has both ideas in it. Wherever there are two malachas, you're only chaya for one of them. You can't be chaya for two at the same time. A person who prunes a tree and he needs the wood. So he's chaya of two chatos. Achas mishum noteya, one for planting, because by taking the excessive limbs off the tree, you make the tree grow better. So you're over mishum noteya, same concept of planting, making the tree grow better. V'achas mishum kotzer, and because you need the wood, you're also chayiv mishum kotzer. You're harvesting the wood. So you see, you can be chayiv, what's it called, two things. Kasha, in a chanam, it's a kasha, why they said only one, and not that you could be chayiv for two. But it's not a tiyufta, it's a kasha. It could be that in a chanam, you're chayiv two. But since you have to give hasra, you have to give hasra for the one that's more specific, otherwise the person thinks you're fooling around. Rashi. Menachesh tolesh asovim ra'im mitoch hatovim, v'chi akri lehu tzamchi hanitvei. You're tearing out the bad, the weeds, and the other ones grow better because now they're not being sapped, the power's not being sapped up by the weeds. Mashke mayim bizroyim, shezorik mayim bikri asovim, and watering plants, or watering the grass. Mishum mayim asrinim bay, demayim malocha kochashvinan. Which malocha is this? Devari kotzer lo chashvinan, sheino miskavin litil ho asovim. It's not kotzer, because your intention is not to harvest the weeds. Kotzer is only where you're harvesting the thing that you want to use. Ela letakin asovim atovim shebesovim. The purpose over here is for the sake of the ones you're leaving. not for what you're taking. Chorej v'zoreya v'kotzer ovos melachasein. Chorej, zoreya, and kotzer all ovos melachas v'perek lagoi. V'repuye l'rachich, it softens up the ground. Mishum chorejim, mishum zoreya lo, amai lo mechayev b'tarvay. Why aren't you chayev both of them? Ho'ovid tarvayu. V'ashkam b'melachas, mechayev tart. You could be chayev for two melachas. What's it called? It's not like we have a halacha of risha achas atachayev, only for one thing. That's where there's misa and malkus, or malkus and mammon. But when you have two chiyuve misa that come at the same time, for two different malachas, avad, you can be chayef for two malachas, two misas, or two malkas, or two karbonos. Zomer v'shabas, you prune a tree, v'tzorech le'etzim chayef, mishum kotzer, shari tzorech le'etzim. And this is not because of the Rambam paskins that malacha shein tzricha l'gufas chayef. You dig a bore, and you only need the earth. So that's called malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. I don't need the malacha for the reason they needed the mishkan, which is for the sake of the bore. I need it for the earth. So Rabbi Yehuda holds your chayiv, and that Rabbi Shimon holds your potter. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda that Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is chayiv. Most poskim paskin not like that. That's the Rambam shita. And the Rambam still paskins that Zomer, the Ein Tzorich Le'etzim, where you prune a tree and you don't need the wood, that you're not chayiv Mishum Kotzer, even though you did it. Kotzer means that you're harvesting something that you need. If you don't need the thing, then that's not called kotzer. It's not kotzer for a different purpose, not kotzer at all. Kotzer means you harvest the thing you need. Some say that only applies to trees, but when you cut down grass or whatever, you're chayiv even if you don't need the thing. But l'maisa, the Rambam holds that by trees, for sure, it's not called kotzer at all unless you need the thing. V'tzorech le'etzim chayiv mishum kotzer. Shari tzorech le'etzim. You need the wood, and it's like harvesting. When you need the thing that you're harvesting. The chai mishum noteya, and you're also chai because of planting, the mishum hazim or godly tvei, because if you prune it, it grows better. So you're causing growth, and you're also harvesting something. Both malachas are there. Zemar says, enechanami, it's a kasha. But again, it could be that you're chai of both, but the hasra has to be in the one that's more specific, more the one that it seems to be more. And therefore, what's it called? Each of them hold. You can only be master him for the malacha that is more obvious. And Tosfos explains that Rabba goes after the action. It's more similar in action, watering plants, to what's it called, to choresh. Because you're actually making the ground softer. And choresh makes the ground softer. The action is more similar. Mashenkin of Yosef holds you go after the machshava. In intent, it's more similar to planting because your purpose is to make the thing grow better. So even though in action it's more similar to this, in intent it's more similar to that. And that's a machlokas. You go after the action, you go after the intent. Eisir of Yosef for Rabba. Rav Yosef asked Rabba the following question. You say that watering plants is chayiv because of choresh, hamenachesh. What about this? Hamenachesh, right? Person weeds, v'hamechape leklayim, or if you cover over kilayim, right? You have diverse things growing, different kinds of things that you're not allowed to plant together, or you have wheat and a vineyard close to, planted together. And you weed it, or you cover over the ground around it. Loki, get malchus. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afa mekayim. Rabbi Akiva says, not only that, even if you're mekayim it, you leave it, you somehow protect it and encourage it to continue growing, you're also chayiv, even if you don't do any maisa. Some learn that Rabbi Akiva holds your chayiv malchus, even if you don't do any maisa at all. You just don't uproot it. You also chayiv. Learn from a pasuk. Others so hold it. Rabbi Akiva holds you have to do some ma'isa, build a fence around it, something that maintains and preserves the kilayim. That you chayiv malchus for that. Gemara says bishlam lididi da mina mishum zoreya haino disura disda sira zriya v'kilayim. According to me, that menachesh, that weeding, is chayiv because of planting. So you're chayiv for planting kilayim, right? There's no iser to plow kilayim. The Isser is planting kilayim, right? Or in what's it called, keeping it growing, according to Rabbi Akiva. But plowing it, there's no Isser of plowing kilayim. Amar le mishum mekayim. He says, no, yurchayim ekonami. Yurchayim, because you, by plowing it, right, you're preserving it, you're making it grow better. They used to have two plowings, one before you plant, and then they used to plow around the trees. Here we're talking about a vineyard, right, with wheat growing in it, and plowing around the trees weakens the ground and makes it grow better. So by plowing, you're making it, what's it called, grow better, and that you're high because of Mekayim b'kilayim. You're preserving the kilayim. Where it says, V'homer v'tani sefer Rabbi Akiva omer afa Mekayim mechlav de tanakama la mishu Mekayim. Right? B'chara Rabbi Akiva is the one who holds Mekayim b'kilayim yuchayim malkas. Masha the Tanakama doesn't hold like that. So you're only chayiv yishum zoreya kilayim, not Mekayim kilayim. So you're telling me that the Tanakama, who says Menachesh, is chayiv because of Mekayim b'kilayim, B'chara, he doesn't hold of that. Only Rabbi Akiva holds like that. Where it says, Kula Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi answers, no, the whole mission is really Rabbi Akiva. Umatam ka'amar. Rabbi Akiva just is explaining why Menachesh is chayiv. You're chayiv for weeding. Why? Because Mekayim b'kilayim is chayiv. It's not a machlokas over here. The whole mission is Rabbi Akiva, except it only mentions Rabbi Akiva at the end because Rabbi Akiva explained the beginning of the Mishnah. Matam Menachesh v'hamechapa b'kilayim loke. Why are you chayiv for weeding or covering over the kilayim? Mishum Mekayim. Rabbi Akiva omer afa Mekayim. You're chayiv not only for actually planting kilayim, you're chayiv for preserving it also. Rashi, hamechape mechase es hazroim ba'ofer. You cover over the seeds with earth. Loke mishum lo shizri kilayim. Both of these things, you get malkas for planting kilayim. Right. So the Gemara thought in the beginning, covering over the seeds is the finishing of the planting. And weeding goes like Rav Yosef. That what's it called? That when you weed, you make the thing that's there grow better. That's called planting. But according to Rabbah, that it's not called planting. It's only called, what's it called? Choresh. Why should you be chayiv mishum choresh? Afa mekayim sheroa kilayim zorua ve'enu mevatla. Rashi seems to say that Rabbi Kiva is mechayiv even if you do nothing. You see kilayim growing and you don't uproot it. Right, then you're chayiv mishum mekayim. Even though you didn't do any action, just not uprooting the kilayim, you're chayiv malkus. And Rabbi Kiva learns it from a pasuk. We'll see. Bishlom of the didi. So Rav Yosef told Rabba, it's good according to me that mina de menachesh havi mishum zoreya, that weeding is chayiv because of planting mishum hachi menachesh b'kilayim loka. That's why you get malkus for weeding kilayim. The ha asira zriya b'kilayim, not allowed to plant. The seed lo shizra, you can't plant kilayim. Charisha l'tzorech zriya kilayim mi asira. But a person plows his field for the sake of planting kilayim, he's not going to get malchus. You don't get malchus for charisha. The b'shas charisha leki kilayim plow. There's no kilayim at all in the time that you plow. Amarlei menachish en olok el mishum mekayim. It's not talking about the first plowing before you plant the kilayim. It's talking about the second plowing that you do after the kilayim is growing, and that's called mekayim. You preserve the kilayim. Talmud Lomer kilayim. Oh, what's it? Now the Gemara says, so that's how Rabbah answered Rabbi Yosef. Now the Gemara wants to know, my time is Rabbi Akiva. Why does Rabbi Akiva hold? The Torah says, lo sizra. Where did Rabbi Akiva get that it's not only planting kilayim that you're chayiv malkus for, but you're chayiv malkus for being mekayim kilayim too, for preserving it? Where did Rabbi Akiva get that from? Titania, sod chalosizra kilayim, ein li el zoreya. Right, from the pasuk it would seem that you're only chay if you plant kilayim. Mekayim inayim, how do you know if you preserve kilayim you also get malchus? Talmud lomer, kilayim sod chalo. Right? It could have said, losizra sod chal kilayim. It doesn't say that, it says sod chalosizra. So the lo is going back on the sod chatu. Sod chalo. Right, Talmud Lomer, kilayim sod chalo, anything, kilayim, even if you don't plant it, but you're preserving the field with kilayim, that also lo, that also is allowed, and you get malchus for that too, Rashi. Talmud Lomer, kilayim sod chalo, afal gav d'chsiv lo shizra, kilayim, even though it says openly lo shizra, you can't plant it, gorim v'dorshim, Lo kilayim, lo yehei kilayim mikol makom. You shouldn't let your field produce kilayim in any way. And therefore, if you don't stop it, you're over that love. Lo yehei kilayim mikol makom shechayiv ato levatlo. You have to uproot it. And if you don't uproot it, you're over this love of letting your field produce kilayim. Okay. Tznan, mashkin beis hashalchin b'moed uvishvius. You're allowed to, our Mishnah, you're allowed to water a beis hashalchin, right, on Chol HaMoed and during Shvius. So Bishlam HaMoed Mishum Tircha, from Mokum Seh, the Shor Rabbanim. Chol HaMoed, the Isser, is because of Tircha. Right? And we said, even if it's Melecha Deoraisa, but the Torah gave it up to the Chachamim, which Melecha is a mutter, and they said that Dover HaAvid, where there's a Pseida, where there's a loss, and what's it called, it's not so much Tircha, because you're doing it from a spring, not from a reservoir, you're allowed to do it. So I understand why you're allowed to water a Beis HaShalchin on Chol HaMoed, because the Rabbanim were matur Dover HaAvid. El Shvius, Bein Laman Diomer Mishum Zareya, Bein Laman Diomer Mishum Choresh, Zriya V'Charisha B'Shvius Mishori. How are you allowed to water a Beis HaShalchin during Shvius? You're over the Yisr of working with the ground on Shvius. Both Zriya and Charish are both Asr on Shvius. So how could it be mutter? And just because there's a loss, melachas d'oraisa are not mutter for a loss. Again, if the melachas Chol HaMoed are drabanan, so that's why on Chol HaMoed it's mutter. If the, the idea is that the rabbanan were the ones who decided which melachas are also from the Torah, so these, they said, are okay. So understand, on Chol HaMoed, you could have a reason why watering should be mutter. Even though normally it's a melacha, but it's not a melacha for Chol HaMoed. But Zri and Harisha are both malachas of Shvius. There is an Isser min HaTorah. How could the Rabbanan be Matur and Isser Torah just because you could have a loss? Right? Yisurei Torah, not Mutter, because of losses. Omer Abaye, b'Shvius b'zman hazeh. No, it's talking about Shvius when it's only Isser min HaRabbanan. B'zman hazeh. Ever Rebbe, and it goes according to Rebbe, the Tanya, Rebbe Omer, v'zeh dvar hashmita shamot. It's talking over there by Shmita's Ksofim. Right, that you, at the end of 7 years, you also, what's it called, have to relinquish loans. So it says, Shmita Shamot.
By the end of 7 years.
It's Shmita's Ksofen. B'shtei Shmita's HaKosim Medaber. Acha Shmita's Karko, v'acha Shmita's Ksofen. So since it says Shmita twice, right, it's talking about two different Shmitas. One is Shmitas Ksofim, that at the end of 7 years, debts are relinquished. And the other one is Shmitas Karkos, which Pashtas means Shmita, the seventh year Shmita. There's other Shmitas, but the Raisa, since Tosus doesn't bring it down over here, he only brings it down to another place, we're not going to go into it. But there are different Shmitas here, what it Shmitas Karka means. Shmitas Karka simply can mean Shmita of Shvius, of not working the land. But there are Rishonim who hold Shmita's Karka over here means Yovel. And Shmita's Karka means the land going back to its original owner. Okay? Shmita's Ksofim and Shmita's Karka. And the limud is, wherever Yovel doesn't apply, then Shmita's Karkos doesn't apply either. But Shaila is whether Shmita Bizman Hazeh could be Min HaTorah or not, or only Yovel's not Min HaTorah, or even Shmita's Karkos is not Min HaTorah. Shemitah, the Avodah, is not Min HaTorah. In any case, this Gemara seems to be clear that it's talking about Shemitah, the seventh year, and working on the land, not Yovel, because that's what we're talking about. Right? It says Shemitah, the Rabbanan, Bisman HaZeh, and therefore the Rabbanan were Maturid if there was a loss. But Eino Chanami, when Shemitah is Min HaTorah, then it wouldn't be allowed to be Mashke Beis HaShalchin, because Issur D'Oraisa is not Mutter because of loss. Bizman shato meshamit karka, ata meshamit ksofit. When you are meshamit karka, right? When shmita is min haTorah, then you have to also relinquish debts. Bizman shi'i ata meshamit karka, I ata meshamit ksofit. But when there is no din of shmita's karkos, right? Then there's no din of shmita's ksofim either, and it's only the rabbanim. So Rebbe obviously holds that there is a time when shmita is only the rabbanim, and that's bizman hazeh. Right, because Shmita and Yovel are compared, that's one of the reason. And Yovel is only when most Jews live in Eretz Yisrael, and all the Shvatim are in their proper place. And once they went into Galus, the Yovel was bottled. And once Yovel was bottled, Shemitah was also bottled in HaTorah. They instituted Shemitah Midrabanan. They didn't institute Yovel Midrabanan because it's something that's not Shriach, only comes once every 50 years. They didn't make a Yovel Midrabanan. Rashi. Bishlam Moed Mishum Hachi Sharid Lo Aser Mishum Malacha Ela Mishum Tircha. Chol HaMoed isn't Aser min HaTorah in Malacha, it's only Tircha, in other words, either that the Torah gave the Rabbanan the right to decide what Malachas are Aser, or it's only the Rabbanan, the whole Indian of Malacha and Chol HaMoed is only the Rabbanan. And the whole idea is Tircha. So Memela, this is not a Tircha, it's okay. The Chol Makom say the Shor Rabbanan, and therefore the Rabbanan Aser it, and wherever there's a loss, and there's not a great Tircha, they said it's okay. Lemitrach becholosh omoyed, but Malcolm say they can appreciate leil. Bein leman diom rishum choresh, the pligi rabba v'yosef leil, the mashke mayim lizrayim, the chadom rishum choresh, v'chadom rishum zrayim. The machlokas they had before by Shabbos applies the same thing to Shemitah. What malacha is it? Is it choresh or zrayim? But both of them are usher in HaTorah and Shemitah. So how could it be mutter to do because there's a loss? Torah prohibitions don't become mutter because there's a loss. Charisha b'shvias nishari, we learn from a pasuk that you have to rest from Chorish and Kotzir, and it's talking about Shemitah because Shabbos we already know they can't do Malacha. Damrin and Imeno in the Shabbos, Sheino Tzorech, Shari Kvar Nemer, Kol Malacha, Lo Sasu. I don't need to be told Charisha and Ktsira, so it must be talking about Shemitah. Chorish and Kotzir Tishbos is not talking about Shabbos, it's talking about Shemitah. Tenu in the Shvius. Shvius Mizman Azez the Rabbanan. It goes according to Rebbe, who holds that Shvius was Manazeh, is only also Mid Rabbanan. Rebbe, the Omar, the whom is the Rabbanan, who mills the Psey, the Shor Rabbanan. Since it's only the Rabbanan said that if you have a loss, and it's not a great amount of Tircha, then you're allowed to, what's it called, to do these Malachas, since they're only the Rabbanan, Bismanazeh. The Zed Dvar HaShemitah Shamot, Ksiv HaShemotas Ksothim, right, Amai Ksiv Trey Zimni, Shemitah Shamot, right? So it just said, v'zeh dvar HaShemitah, or v'zeh hadavar shamot, kol baal mashe yodo. Why Shemitah shamot? V'zman she'i ato mishamit karga, mechlal de'ika zman b'lo mishamit karga. Rebbe implies that there is a time when you don't have to observe Shemitah. Right? V'ezezu v'zman hazeh, today, and the reason is because Yovel doesn't apply today, and Shemitah and Yovel are compared to each other.